Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for listening to What Mama Wants, Less Toxics and More Health. This is a chance to hear from educators, citizens, policymakers, and scientists about the role toxics are playing in our lives, from PFAS to plastics and more. And we always consider what Mother Earth wants in the process. My guests today are Kathy and Bruce Harrington. They live on an idyllic acre and a half homestead in Fairfield, Maine. And recently, Fairfield has become known as a hotspot for PFAS contamination, largely due to the spreading of sludge on agricultural fields. The Harringtons are not farmers, but live next door to a farm that has caused major toxic contamination in their well water, their home, their garden, and their bodies, bioaccumulating since 1993. Because of this, Kathy and Bruce have stepped up as powerful activists. I'm so grateful to have them here in the studio. Thank you so much for coming, Kathy and Bruce.
You're welcome, Kate.
Thank you for having us.
So you are grandparents of 14 grandkids. Can you share a bit about what your life was like before you learned anything about PFAS? You know, what was daily life like at your house?
Life was a happening place at our house. The grandkids would come and play. We had a really big pool. We would have grandkid days or just drop in and swim in the pool days. I grew a huge garden. I have a lot of fruit trees and vegetables and that sort of thing. And they would go ahead and snack on the food. They would play in the dirt and they would swim in the pool. And this pool was, we thought, a clean pool for them to swim in. So it was really fun times.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, we enjoy ourselves as a big family. We have three sons there, and we always got together, like she says, on a Sunday. And, you know, that was good times for us. Like hearing the kids laugh, the adults are sitting around just talking, having a good time. So that's how life used to be for us.
Yeah. And then what happened to your property? What was the change?
Well, the DEP called us, said we need to test your water.
That's Department of Environmental Protection?
Yep. So they tested our water, and they called a few days later and said, do not drink or cook in your water, nothing. We're going to set you up with bottled water for now, and, you know, we'll go from there. And the report came back that our level in the well was 26,000. Parts per trillion, and at the time 70 parts per trillion was what was considered safe. Now it's down to 20 parts per trillion. So ours is 26,000, and the latest report we got from them, it was 32,000. So it's not getting better. So that was the report that we had. So then we had to figure out that everything was tainted. Our ground is tainted. They tested our blood. Our blood is very tainted. Mine's in the 300s, his is in the 100s, and being over the number 6 is a dangerous time. So it affected our blood, our water, and our land, and yeah. So we ended up getting rid of our pool. We don't do grandchildren days outside. If they come, they come in the winter and visit, and it's inside, which is still isn't always safe because they said our insulation is all contaminated also. So in the summer, we meet elsewhere. So there's no more days at Grammy and Grampy's for kids to just go outside and play and have a good time.
That makes me feel so sad for you. You know, what a joy to be a grandparent. And then you've been so creative with your lives in order to make a beautiful and exciting place to be. And now you can't be there.
Yeah, the rough part is... I'm a husband, a father, a grandfather to 14, and I feel as though I failed them, you know, because I didn't protect them. That's a father's thing, is to protect your family, you know, and then all of a sudden this hits, and you realize there that I realize I didn't do my job there, not looking into it as much as I should have, because, you know, the effects that can happen and what are happening to us. So it's a... You know, it's kind of a depressing thing. That's
yeah,
for sure.
A really cruel trick. You must meet up with people or have relatives from a way that you explain what's going on. How do you describe what PFAS is and how it came into your lives?
Yep.
Yeah, the way we explain it basically is that it's a chemical that was used in certain areas, and then it had to be disposed of. So they disposed it, you know, they took care of it into the Kennebec Valley sanitation system, you know, mixed it with their sludge. This happened a good 30 years ago. I basically, 30 years ago, I saw trucks. We were out with the family walking, and we saw big piles of dirt out back. And we went closer to the dirt, and we saw toilet paper and urine running down it. I mean, it was a disgusting mess. And when we realized that, you know, basically we tried stopping. I laid in front of the trucks there that were coming to deliver the loads.
There's that protective instinct.
Yeah, well, it ticked me off. I mean, it was just oozing out of the trucks and stuff, you know. And basically the police came up, told Mr. Harrington, you better get out of the way, you know, or there's going to be, you know, we'll have to arrest you. And they guaranteed us. Yep. They guaranteed us that this was not going to affect any humans. Well, here we are 30 years later, you know, now it's coming out. I don't think nobody knew about it, you know, or that's garbage. Somebody knew about it.
It's quite the betrayal.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And so this is going on to a farm right next to you. You abut a farm, and they're spreading
they have cornfields out back of our house. So they would spread it all on the cornfields, and they started trucking at night. We'd see the big trucks coming up, and they would dump, and in the morning you look out, and all you could see on the horizon was loads of manure. And it was,
nothing says nefarious other than a dump at night.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's a red flag there.
And it's water, and it runs down into our yard. Our yard is always wet. And it wasn't just water. It was contaminated water. So our well was right there. And our whole land and water, everything's contaminated.
Yeah, your residential well that you drink from.
All our neighbors. Yep.
All your neighbors. So that brings me to the part where we're in Fairfield. You know, you're not even allowed to eat the deer you hunt up there. You have PFAS contamination in everything, the things you eat from your organic homegrown vegetables, the water you were swimming in. What's that like for you, knowing that even though you were trying to do everything, you've still been exposed to these high levels?
It's stressful because we were doing, like you said, trying to do everything right, growing all our organic food and everything. And this year, I had to throw everything out. That's the fruit. And I didn't even do a garden. It's very stressful. And we did nothing to cause this, but they were doing it year after year and telling us it's treated with chemicals, you're perfectly fine. So we had no warning, no heads up, no way to counteract this.
This was supposed to be our forever home. 37 years ago, we had our house built. It's on a hill. We had a beautiful view out our windows, you know, and we wanted to retire there. Well, knowing this now, you know, that puts such a damper on retirement. The great thoughts that we used to have, the beautiful sunrises and stuff like that, are being clouded because we know what's going on in the water. They say that they can try to help us by scraping the land by 36 inches. And how do you go up and scrape all the land? And you know darn well water will seep into the ground. I don't see the answer. They can't really give us an answer. They put filters in our houses, but that's a Band-Aid. That's only a Band-Aid fix. I mean, the poison is still seeping through both the filters. So that's not the answer there. They've ruined that land up there. That's not going to be any good other than a solar panel place or wind towers or whatever. It's not safe for people to live up there. And as for trying to sell up there, to me, if anybody buys property up there knowing that, then they're not getting the full amount of information because it just doesn't make sense. You don't buy poison property.
Yeah.
So we've kind of lost that.
Kathy, you told me about your neighbors, your young neighbors that had moved in. Can you share a little bit about their story?
Yeah, they've been in there about a year and a half, well, probably 2 years at this point. And they bought their dream house. It's gorgeous on 10 acres of land. And they had water tests. We're told their water's pristine. Go for it. So then a year after they were in, they get the DEP call that we got, and it said, your water's bad, don't drink it, don't, you know, even bathing in it is not good, because when you bathe, you absorb. And they had a pool, jacuzzi, same idea, and they're young. They don't know what to do. They got their dream house. They've been, you know, all excited about it. They're getting married there this fall, and so they just don't know what to do either. Do they just walk away? What do they do? That's what we're all seeing, because we'll have to walk away. And who has pockets for that? None of us do. But, you know, so.
Yeah, this young couple also, I mean, you know, they've talked about starting a family with kids. Nobody understands what this is doing to us. You know, it could affect birth defects. You know, they don't know. And the people that say, no, it won't, well, how do they know? The people that say, yeah, it could, you know, we don't have a track record yet to see how this is really going to affect people. There was a cancer cluster up there in our area, a major one years ago. And, you know, now questions are being asked. You know, is this a downfall from that? You know, it just, you know, that's our life right now. We're in limbo. You know?
I think it would create a tremendous amount of anxiety to sit and wait, knowing your blood levels are hundreds over anything deemed safe. And and knowing that, you know, didn't they tell you to track and just make sure your organs are working?
Yeah, they said there's nothing we can do for you. Just we'll watch you and treat you for whatever when it happens. My neighbor has bladder cancer. A couple of people in the neighborhood that we know have had cancers. And one person, I mean, they find out end stage time, you know, so it's not a very nice thing to live there and try to figure out what's happening in your body. You know, we both feel just exhausted and not happy, so, and not happy all the time that way. So it's just difficult to live like that.
Oh, I imagine you would have some sleepless nights.
Yeah, there's a lot of sleepless nights. We got a set of neighbors there where the wife has lost her kidneys. The husband gave her one of his. Now they're both on one kidney each. Their contamination level is way higher than ours. And that goes to show, you know, your kidneys are what flushes your blood out and stuff, and it's not working for these guys. You know, and they're super people, and it's just not right. It's that old saying, why things happen to good people like this, you know?
I think the collective weight of this must really be crushing people in Fairfield.
Mm. It's difficult. I mean, we're positive, happy people, but everything we do, we think about it, you know? Like, when spring comes, I get ready for my garden. I have to keep saying, oh, wait, I can't do that anymore. You know, so... you know, people say bring in things and do a bed, but I mean, you have to water it, you know, and it's just everywhere. And the dust, whenever I'm outside doing anything, the dust is contaminated and I'm breathing it in. So it's just not a fun situation to be in.
Your getaway.
Yeah. I've always been a happy-go-lucky guy, but lately, you know, I'm depressed. I mean, it really reeks on you, you know, and I'm at the point now where sometimes I'm a jerk, you know, just because it's really taking its toll on me. Yeah, you know, it affects both of us. It affects everybody in the area.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids coming up to the house, that's not happening like it used to. And I don't blame them. I mean, they don't want to put their kids in harm's way, and we don't want that to go anymore either. So it's changed our lives. It's changed it drastically.
Bruce, thank you for having the courage to say that, you know, that you would find yourself in a different temperament with all this pain and unknowns, you know, just incubating a cancer or other health problems. It's a terrible situation. I mean, anybody who's been exposed to someone with COVID and then has to go home and wait to see if they develop it is in a similar place, but you know within a few days. You have this really long history living on a place that's contaminated, drinking contaminated water, and now you're just in this wait mode, just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've worked hard our life, and we we want to have a good future. We're looking at those golden years, but boy, I'll tell you, that golden year doesn't look very good now, you know, and it's getting depressing as it goes, you know, and I'm only 62 years old there. I still have a good life left ahead of me normally, you know, but this wear and tear on my mind, on my body and stuff, and the same with my wife, I mean, it wears you down, you know. And all those years there of working hard, we love the cruise, and you know that's we're losing that now. You know, it just things are starting to those golden years don't look golden anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you all have chickens?
No, we don't. But they have them up the road from us, and they were tested, and both the chickens and the eggs have PFAS in them. So they said, okay, stop feeding the chickens, stop giving them water from here and import the water. So they did that for 6 months. They came back. The numbers were higher. So they said because they're outside touching the dirt and that sort of thing, it's getting into their system that way. So that also shows it's not just your water, you know. So you cannot eat those eggs anymore or the chicken.
We really don't know the animal life, too. I mean, birds fly down, they'll eat off from the ground, then they take off and they go somewhere else. Who knows how this is being spread? You know, it could be another way it's being spread that way.
For sure.
It's scary, nobody realizing.
What about household pets?
Yeah, we ended up burying 4 dogs out back due to major tumors. One of them had a size of a tumor that was about, I'd say, 10-inch round. And it was just hanging off the side. We loved the dog, you know, and it just, we couldn't understand what was happening, why that was happening, you know. And now things are starting to come together, you know. And now we have 7 Maltese, little dogs. We feed them bottled water inside, but they go outside when it rains. They'll drink the water. They'll run through it, you know. It just, nothing's really safe up there.
And again, you're in that position of not being able to protect the things you love.
Exactly. And we, you know, there's times I'll cry in the seat there just thinking of losing another dog, you know, and that just, that's a big thing for, you know, the dogs have taken over as our kids now, you know, and stuff like that. And geez, I just can't picture them dying, and especially something there that I could have prevented myself.
Yeah.
And this is a frustrated part on that.
You're doing what you can.
Right, and you were lied to, so, you know.
Yes, when you asked, they told you you were fine.
Yes.
If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to What Mama Wants. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guests today are Kathy and Bruce Harrington of Farmington, Maine. We're talking about PFAS contamination and how it's impacted their lives. Kathy, what's it like for you in this worry phase of not knowing what's going to happen, but knowing your levels are so high?
Yeah, it's stressful because every time you get something that bothers you, you're like, oh, wow, is this it? You know what I mean? And I have fibromyalgia, and I've had that about the same amount of time they've been dumping. And, you know, they couldn't tell me where my fibro came from, but now we are very suspicious. I've been dealing with it, but I had to go on disability with it because of migraines that would keep me in my room for days and just unending pain kind of thing. So stress goes along with making that worse. So you're always wondering, like Bruce got really sick like a month and a half ago, lost 25 pounds in like less than 2 weeks. And, you know, I mean, with positive people, but something happens like that and you're there, okay, this is starting, you know, kind of thing, because we have proof in our blood system that is contaminated. So that's a scary factor. We're even in a special group at Thayer Hospital where they are testing our blood and they're going to watch us over months. That's kind of creepy, being in where they're going to watch you. You know, they're saying we're kind of the guinea pigs of the group, and they're going to make it better for other generations, which is awesome. But I expected to be an older lady and watch my grandkids grow up and get married, too.
Like your mother has.
Yes.
You just celebrated your mother's 90th birthday.
Yes, we did. You know, so that's what I was expecting. My family lives long. And, you know, I don't think it's right for them to be able to steal that from me.
Mm-hmm. And so the hospital's running tests on you and a cohort of people like you, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so are you in connection with your neighbors in this way now?
Actually, this really connected all the neighbors. I mean, it was, you know, you would be a friendly wave there and hi and things like that, but now we sit down and we talk with each other and you know, we've got a common thing, even though it's a lousy common thing, but, you know, it has brought us closer together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I first saw you, Kathy, when you were testifying before the Maine State Legislature for LD 1911, which was proposed legislation to stop spreading the toxic PFAS on Maine soil. And it's still in committee, getting knocked around. So we don't know how that's going to come out yet. But you're also part of this local network of similarly affected citizens in your area. And you've been working directly with Aaron Brockovich. And soon you'll be featured telling your story nationally on CBS on television. So that's a lot of citizen activism. How did you become an activist?
I know, because I have always been a behind the scenes kind of person. So it's not me. It's not the me that used to be. But when this happened, we said, whoa, we got to get the word out, number one. We don't want people to be drinking this water and living in this contamination, not know it. So that was number one. And then we need to fight for ourselves. And we need to fight for the government to make some changes, because they have allowed this to happen. These were permitted dumpings all those years in our backyard. So they need to now step up and take care of this situation. And they're not going to do it if we're not going to be squeaky wheels. So we said, you know, we got a chance, we got a mouth, we'll use it while we can. You know, so that, I don't know, maybe it's taking back some power.
Is your mom pretty proud of you for standing up?
Yeah, I think she is. And I have my sisters and just whole family. We have a close family. So they're all like, go get them kind of thing. And they are so mad that this happened to us. So, yeah.
Don't make Kathy mad.
Nothing like a scorned mother there, boy. Stay away from that, that's for sure.
Yeah, one of our sons, his well is contaminated. So he lived in our house while it was contaminated. Then he moved in, he has six children, and he just found out his well is contaminated. So it's not just our road. Our road is like our water expert that just came from California said, the reason they're here is because these are the highest numbers ever. So that's our road. But, I mean, he lived there for a while, and he's in a place that his is lower, so the filters are helping. But it's all there, and his kids are outside, you know, so.
I'm sorry to hear that. So here's the part where we think about what Mother Earth would say if she could speak up. What does Mama want? Do you have some thoughts about what she would do if she could be an activist?
I think Mother Earth would say, shame on you people there allowing this to happen, or to even let it happen and know what the results could be. I mean, you see how my wife is, being upset and everything. Mother Earth doesn't want this to happen to their kids either on Earth, you know? So it's a matter of stop it. Just stop it, you know? I know it may affect a lot of people and money and stuff like that, but if you're doing something there that's hurting people, it's not right. It's not ethical. It's just not, that's not the thing to do.
Mm-hmm. What specifically would you stop?
I would say the chemical companies there that are making these forever chemicals. These forever chemicals are, they know they're forever. They know they're harmful. You know, so why even allow it to happen? You know, somebody's getting rich out of this, and then there's people like ourselves there that are getting hurt from this, and that's not right.
Physically and financially.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you know, it frustrates me when I think of somebody behind a desk saying, just go ahead and dump it. You know, they won't know.
You believe they knew.
I believe they do. They did know. You know, and even way back when, I believe something should have been done, you know, but because I was just a young kid with young kids myself, believing the good in people.
Yeah.
And I accepted that they said that there wasn't going to be any problems. But it's You know, now it's 30 years later, and it may be too late for us, which is frustrating. You know, and I'm hoping that this will stop for the future generation. I mean, they just screwed up Fairfield, as far as I'm concerned.
Beautiful, you know? Beautiful, rolling green hills.
Exactly,
Fairfield.
Exactly.
Pastoral, best Maine has to offer, gorgeous Fairfield.
Exactly, yeah.
It's contaminated.
Yeah, and it's, you know, when the word gets out more and more, it's not going to help Fairfield, and I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But I also feel bad about my family and my neighbors and everybody else that's being affected by this.
So to close this interview, I'd like to ask you all 5 quick questions and just get whatever answer comes to the top of your head, if you're willing.
Okay.
Yep.
All
sure.
Right. What's one thing your mother taught you about Mother Earth?
That you can grow your own veggies, fruits, everything. My mom canned and did everything from scratch. And she taught us that we can do that. You can't in Fairfield.
I guess my mother said, this world's beautiful, you know, and it really is. There's a lot of gorgeous things out there. And it makes me mad there that somebody's ruining that, you know, for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So confusing. What was your favorite thing to do outside in nature when you were a child?
Play. Climb trees, ride bikes, just play and enjoy the nature, just the nature.
I guess the upbringing that we had, I played football back in school and just being with friends and everything like that. But it was all outside too. I mean, I don't have any thumb problems there because of Nintendo or that says my age right there. But
and you weren't playing on AstroTurf
either, which
is now covered with PFAS.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. Describe a scene in nature when you have felt that awe. When you realize just how incredible the earth is.
Well, we have a camp in Long Pond that is just incredibly gorgeous. That's awesome. Climbing Mount Katahdin, things like that. You see, the world that God gave us is incredibly beautiful, and we should be taking care of it.
We're also avid cruisers. We love cruising there, and you know, seeing the beauty down in the Bahamas and Aruba and things like that. It's so many gorgeous places around just to sit back. And now we're soaking in the view. We're at the age where we just love sitting around, looking and enjoying things like that, the beauty of the world.
Thank you. Here's the closer. What's your favorite baby animal?
Puppies.
I'm the same way, puppies there. But, you know, I'll see them on the internet and stuff, you know, when they show these little puppy clips there, and my heart just melts. I love puppies.
Kathy and Bruce, you have found the courage to stand up and speak truth to power. Your activism is purely driven, and you are very important voices on this issue right now. You are really an impressive couple, and I wish you and your family health and justice as you move forward. And thank you so much for being my guests today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
And thank you for listening. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, listen to the show as a podcast on Spotify, Spreaker, or through WMPG's website.